on the bottom of Chaf Hayam and Beis. Breaks of Daya, but not breaks of the Kalachim. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, with the Hay Shein V'Regel Chayiv B'Shusra'am Mikalachim. So we know the halachas. Shein V'Regel is Patr and Shusra'am, Chayiv B'Shusanizik. How much is Chayiv B'Shusanizik? Nezik Shalom. Karen is Chayiv Chatzi Nezik, Bein B'Shusra'am, Bein B'Shusra'am. So that's what we have to know. Karen is, there's no difference between Shusra'am and Shusra'am, they're both Chatzi Nezik. Shein and Regel is Chayiv Kuloi, Nezik Shalom, B'Shus Hayachid, and Potter and Gantzen and Shusra'am. So Zakti Gemara, so let me say that Shein V'Regel Chayiv Shusra'am, Mikal V'Chayim. Why should it be Potter and Shusra'am and Gantzen? Let you be Chayiv Kavachayim. What would be Kavachayim? Umaken Shabashus Anizik. Eina Mishalim Alachati Nezik. Karen in the Shus Anizik. Only pays Chati Nezik. And still Bishus Rabim Chayeves. In the Shus Rabim Mitzchayev. Also, right? So Shane Viregel Shabashus Anizik. Shabashus Anizik Mishalim Nezik Shalim. Shane Viregel and Shus Anizik Yipay Nezik Shalim. Ain't it in? Shabashus Rabim Chayev. Shouldn't it be that in Shus Rabim you should pay Nezik Shalim? If Karen pays in Nishus Anizik, Chatzin Ezek still pays in Nishus Ram. Chatzin Ezek, Karen, Shein V'Regel, it's Chayim Nizik Shalom, which means we're much more concerned about Shein V'Regel. There's much more of a chiyuv, there's much more of a reason to be Mechayiv. That's why we make him pay Nizik Shalom. So Kolshkein, in Nishus Ram, there should be Chayiv. After the Gemara, Makro, the Pasuk says, Ubiye B'Steach, Avalei B'Shus Ram. Ubiye B'Steach, like we saw the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, is discussing Shein and Regel. So therefore, since it says claw that b'steacha, so that means it's just a nizik. So it's a miyut. You're right. You have a good kavachayim, but I have a miyut that tells you that dafkin is just a nizik yichayev Hashem v'regel and it's just a mazik and sorry and it's just a ravim yipat. That's not a reason to be mechayev. I mean, I see Rishus Rabim that by Karen I'm chayev, and over here I'm Potter. And over here, even though you pay chayev shalom, nezik shalom. Zakti Gemara, fine. So now I understand why you don't pay nezik shalom of regel and shein and regel Rishus Rabim. Midi kule kamin and palya kamin. But how about paying half? Really, you should make a kavachayim from shein and regel. You don't make a kavachayim, fine. But why? Why you make kavachayim? Because it says be b'steacha. The payment of nezik shalom is only b'steacha of chatzah nizik, but not the shusur rabim. Fine. So that's talking about complete payments. But maybe half a payment you should pay. Kavachayim. Kavachayim. Zakti ma makro v'chatzu es kaspei. Kaspei shalze v'le kaspei shalacha. It says by ken chatzu es kaspei. So we say dafke ken pays half. No other payment pays half. What would you want to ask?
We just finished saying that we have the kavachayim.
The kavachayim was, again, we had a kavachayim to pay. So in fact, it's like the Gemara, no, that can't be mechayim paying.
What was the kavachayim to pay?
Nezik shalom pashtus. Because just like in Shusha Yoch, it's chayim nezik shalom kosh, so too in Shusha Yamach, we chayim nezik shalom, just like Karen, chayim pays chatzin nezik. So I see that if the payment is a nezik shalom to the payment, that means we're more mechayiv used to differ. So now the Gemara is saying, no, maybe mechayiv in half. Why should you be mechayiv half? I'm talking to Gemara, because it says v'chatzu es kaspa. So Dafka Karen pays half and no other place has to pay half. Where else do I pay half? Tzairis. Tzairis pays half. So you see that this Gzeis HaKasav is live Dafka. It goes against all laws. That's what you said? Defines all laws?
Defines all laws.
Okay, fine. Anyways, so Bekitza, so that's from D, you're not learning out, so you're learning out from Karen. So Karen is, there's something that says a cost of Dafka Karen pays half and there's no other payment of half. So maybe you should pay three quarters, or maybe you should pay a quarter. You never saw such payments. It's either half or complete. You never saw a payment of a quarter or three quarters.
I mean, that's a complete should be the payment. There's a
chiddush. People, you don't pay because the people say, ah, yeah. Half you should pay. We know another payment, half.
But to they
have,
create another payment.
To pay. Yeah, create another payment. You know.
Before the maskara was that chutzin as of Karen is pras. How come we're not mamu pras?
Okay, good question. It's a very good question. On the whole thing of it.
Yeah,
it's not a cash here, though. It's a cash on the whole thing. So we're not really learning out from the payment. We're learning out just the musi. You see that I pay. It means, at the end of the day, the chazal mechayev you to pay. The Torah is mechayev you to pay, right? So this payment is paid in Rishus HaNizik, Kolshkin, and it's also paid in Rishus Ram. Kolshkin, when I really mechayev you a payment, that should be paid for both. It's not a limit from Knesset. So Zakti Mar. Okay, so that's done with. Zakti Mar, Veloite, Shein V'Regel, Chayeves, Rishus HaNizik, Alachatzi Nizik, Shein V'Regel, pays, we know, in Nizik, in Rishus HaNizik, pays Nizik, Shalim, no, maybe Shpein, Chatzi Nizik, why Mikavachayim, Mikaren, Mikavachayim, Mikaren, Amakaren, Shibishus Rishus. Just like Karen and Shusram Chayeves, even though it's Chayev, but the Shusram Nizik ain't Mishalim, Shalom and Chatzin Nezek, still in Shusram Nizik only pays Chatzin Nezek. Shame the regular Shibba Shusram Betuyah, shame the regular Pajusram, ain't a din, Shibba Shusram Nizik, Mishalim, Chatzin Nezek. Isn't it a Kolshkin that you should only pay Chatzin Nezek? Why should it go ahead and pay so much if shame the regular? If Karen pays only Chatzin Nezek and still even though it's Chayev and Shusram, Shein v'regel that's part of Shusram Kolshkin shouldn't make such a big jump to pay Nezik Shalem in Shusram Nezik.
We just said
Chatzin
Nezik. Right. Because under me, when I say Chatzin Nezik, other than that, everybody's Nezik Shalem.
So, Tais is a little busy with that. But over there, the Kav HaChaimah, what was the Kav HaChaimah over there? I wanted to make that I should pay Chatzin Nezek, which means make a payment. I'm not answering, I'm just telling you there's enough community in the Kavachemis. Over there, what do you want? Over there, we know, we said it's Patah. So we're telling you make a payment from nothing to Chatzin Nezek. So I tell you that much you don't do. But to go down is a little bit different. We know you're Mechoyev. So to go down, maybe that the Chatzin Kasper is not Mamayat. I'm just. Making the chiluk real. Fine. Says Dr. Gemara, I have a different Zayas HaKasav. Amaka, Yishalim, Tashlumim Alya. It says Yishalim, like Metiv Sadeya, Metiv Kami, Yishalim. It's Mashman Gansin. That's a full, complete payment.
That also is a Begufo.
Okay, true.
Because I can make the same kind of funds for Begufo. But you have the same person.
What?
Just put
this. Yeah. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Okay, new Kavachayim. But later he came, Kavachayim. Can should not be Chayim v'shesuyam. What? Ma Shem v'regel shabeshusan nizik. Just like Shem v'regel shabeshusan nizik is nizik shalom. B'shesuyam tuya. Still in shabeshusan nizik is nizik shalom. B'shesuyam is pata. Can shabeshusan nizik chatzin nizik. Can if shabeshusan nizik is chatzin nizik. Ain't it in Shabbos Yom Tov? Isn't it a Kolshkin? Then Shabbos Yom Tov should be Patur. If Shem V'Regel has such a large payment, and still in Shabbos Yom Tov it's Patur, Karen, which has a very meat payment, I mean half a payment, Kolshkin, that you should be Patur in Shabbos Yom Tov. Amar Bechanan Amakom Yechzon. Ain't Chatzin Nezek Chaluk Leib Shabbos Yom Tov Leib Shabbos Yachid. Yechzon is an extra pasuk. It says already. What's the Gamas Ames? Yechzun? It's coming to teach you for a drasha. But even B'shus Ram, you chayv, you always chayv chatzi. Okay. Zok to Gemara, be Adam chayv v'koyfe mikav v'chayme. Let a person be chayv and koyfe v'kav v'chayme. U'masho she'ene chayv abo
advarim. One second, is he not chayv now?
Who, what?
What is
so what is it? What's Kaifa? Kaifa is like this. Kaifa is a shah muid pays Kaifa. What's that? After a shah kills a person three times, so then the Balaam kicks in over here. It says really the pasuk's mashmah kicks in.
Kills?
Huh?
Kills, you pay right away, no?
No. Yeah, that's what you pay. That's what you pay in Ezra Shah. So I mean, I'm sorry, Kaifa. Yeah, Kaifa, you just bought them. In my maze, in Pesach is close. The guy dies.
He moved.
Yeah.
Kaifa,
you just
bought them. Killing other ways. He went and hit the. Just olive. So that's three times that you have to pay. You besides normally you just kill the shah. Over here, besides killing the shah, the Balaam has to pay Kaifa. How much is Kaifa?
Pidyanavsha,
how much is that?
Either
the mythical market, it's Machlokes. Yeah, it's Machlokes, we'll get to it. Fine. So now, the shah is like this. So 1 second. So we have as follows. So by a muid, we know that you pay Kaifa. What is that? If it's shah, good, a person, fine. That we know you pay Kaifa. Now, how about a person kills a person? Over there, we don't pay Kaifa. Why should you pay Kaifa? Chayv Misa. Teretz says, in a case where there's no Asriel, let's say there's no Misa, there's no Shaygig, there's no Malkus, there's no Gullus, whatever. There's no other thing to be Kalmi Ramine. So I said, now, you part it. So
the Shaila is.
Kalmi Ramine will be part
it. No, Gullus, if he ends up running to it.
Gullus, we know, is Chayv Gullus, you part from everything. Oh, if he himself ran without a Cheshbon? He's the Chayv of Gullus.
If he goes to Gullus,
then he's part of him. That's for sure. We're talking about over here a case that you won't be Chayv, not in.
Well, you won't be Chayv in anything else.
Yeah, there's no Asra. Samela, there's no, he's not a Baktala, he's not a Gullus. Samela, we want to know, maybe he should be Chayv and Kaifa. He's killing a person. If you're sure, he kills a person, Chayv and Kaifa. So maybe killing a person, just be Chayv and Kaifa. Zakti Gemara, Sibi Adam Chayv and Kaifa, Mikav and Chayma. A person should be Chayv and Kaifa, Mikav and Chayma. We know that a shor by nezek is not chayiv, and we know that five things always decide whichever is boishes. So he's not chayiv in those four things. Nezek is chayiv, but not in those four things. Chayiv be kaifa, he's still chayiv and kaifa. Adam she chayiv abad van, and then she chayiv be kaifa. A person that's chayiv in these four things, nezek, tzadik, whichever is boishes. So he's chayiv in these four things. Kol shkein should be chayiv and kaifa. Amakro, kechayla sheyushes olav, olav aloy al adam. Aniske shor you pay kaifa, aniske adam you don't pay kaifa. Misa galus but not kaifa. Right? So this is a kasuv, it's a limud that you do not pay kaifa when a person kills another person.
Maybe a shor says.
What?
Maybe a shor says it doesn't pay the thing. He has to pay kaifa.
Shor you can kill him. You do think this, huh?
But I'm saying since the shor doesn't pay some.
I was a
right. But it's
high
kaifa. Right?
It's because he never paid
anything,
so maybe
there's a fee of kaifa.
But
Adam
was paying
Dal Devarim,
so
who
says maybe
God is
good
at comparing?
I don't know.
Maybe the Dal Devarim,
Goof
is a reason not to.
No, he's not saying that. He's saying you already.
And Chikapara.
Yeah, you already.
You already have a Tashlumen.
Monetary obligation.
Right.
With Dal Devarim. What do you have to pay more?
Well, over there also you satisfied your whatever you're saying is with the shah. You're killing the shah. Right? The shah gets killed.
No, because he didn't get paid.
The guy's not getting paid, he's dead anyways. Is Yashim?
The Gemara says that.
No, I'm just saying, what type of swah is that?
I'm trying to understand the Kavakaimer.
Why?
I'm trying to say, since it doesn't pay the Al-Dharam, but it pays Kuiper, so someone who pays the Al-Dharam should be.
What's that question? You pay Dal Dvarim when you kill a guy? Or when you massacre a guy?
Massacre.
Right, so we were talking about killing.
Right, so he's not having to pay Dal Dvarim when you're killing
him. No, you're just saying that Adam is more common.
Right.
So, because since
that's what I'm answering.
That's
what I'm answering. That's what I'm answering his question. Okay. I don't even know. No, but yeah, okay. For that, yeah. Zok to Gemara. Okay, so now you're telling me that I understand that a person doesn't pay kaifa. But we shay chayv abadva mikav chayma. So now I'll go the other way. Maybe shay should be chayv abadva. Uma adam shein chayv bekaifa chayv abadva. The person that chayv kaifa is chayv abadva. Shay should chayv bekaifa. And then she chayv abadva.
Except poishes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. It could be embarrassed that they show. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where's my shmir? I'm fine. Zok the Gemara, so what's a shor that's chayv and kaifa kolshkin should be chayv and abad varim? Zok the Gemara, amakro, ish ba amisai v'lo shor ba amisai. Dafke person pays kaifa and not, sorry, dafke person pays abad varim and not shor. Yeah. Zok the Gemara, fine. So that was taking care of the kavachayim. Ibaru lehu. Regel shador sal gabe tinik. B'chatzah nizik ma'u shetashalem kaifa. Regel of a shor that was dor sal gabe tinik. In trampled, yeah. In chatzah nizik, does he pay kaifa? That means we know Karen pays kaifa. Karen pays kaifa when? By mu'ud. How about regel? Regel is really a mu'ud the first time, which means he pays nizik shalom right away. So does he pay kaifa right away?
He killed the tinik.
He killed the tinik. So the question is, does he pay kaifa right away? Me did have a Karen. Is it similar to Karen? Karen, given the other trade, it lost his imne. If it does it two or three times, it's uche, mishalim kaifa, and he pay kaifa. Hachanami loishna. So two over here, Karen shouldn't be any different. And you should pay kaifa. Sorry, regal. Regal is a mood right away.
Because
it's uche, exactly. It's normal for it to walk and step and trample. So therefore, so you should pay kaifa right away. Adil Makan, Kavanas Lazik. No, the reason why Karen pays kaifa is Kavanas Lazik. Ain't Kavanas Lazik. Say again. When do you pay kaifa? We know the only time, we know the time you pay kaifa is by Karen. Karen of a mu'ud, you pay kaifa. Why? Because then it's already became uche, so you pay kaifa. We punish the Balaam. Enough of this. You pay kaifa. So now, if so, so do I go ahead and learn out from Rega? So to Rega. Regel, which is the first time already, it's urche. It's normal for it. That's what you're paying nezek shalem. So if you should pay kaifa, or don't you learn out? Or it's different. Why? Because can't kavanas lazik. That's what the mechayev kaifa. But this is not kavanas lazik. So again, where does kaifa say? Kaifa's doing mechayev. Kaifa, truth is, it's not clear. We know that if a shor kills, it's chayev kaifa. When? So we know for sure by a can it's chayev kaifa because it was urche after three times. But regel, it's urche after once. The chayev should be chayev right away, or not?
He doesn't say it by Karen.
No, it says in kaifa yushas halav and asam b'dinavsha.
But isn't the default is by Karen?
Yeah, normally that's by Karen.
Right. Why it does?
Normally it's by Karen.
What's the
difference?
He gets
short
kills.
What's
it say?
Normally it's by
Karen.
It's because
kavanas
alahazik.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have to say it by Karen.
Right.
Is it urche or kavanas
alahazik? Right. Exactly. Toshma, Ech neshar l'chatzah shal abayis, shaloi b'shus. Yeshar went in, you brought it into chatzah b'alabayis, shaloi b'shus, v'nog chod b'alabayis, umes. He killed the b'alabayis. Typical story, he went into shus anizik and killed him. Hashar b'skila, the shar gets skila, u'ba'olav, bein tam, bein mu'ud, m'shalom kaifa shalom. The b'alim, sai tam, sai mu'ud, pays nezik shalom. Now we're talking about regel, chatzah anizik, kaifa shalom. Right.
Does it
have to go? Oh, we're going to get there. 1 second. We're going to talk about that. So, you pay kaifa shalom. We're talking about regel and chatzah nizik. So, you see that you pay kaifa shalom. That, who's that divya b'tafen? Who do you know from b'tafen? B'tafen's our Mishnah that makes these kavachaymos with that Karen should pay. If you remember, the Karen should pay in the shusa in shusa nizik, nezik shalom. Why? Because he made the kavachaymos from regel. Shein and regel. Fine. So, now. So Reb Tarfon says that you pay kaifa shalom. So again, so all of bein tam bein mu'ud m'sham kaifa shalom. Did Reb Tarfon kaifa shalom b'tam? Reb Tarfon menola. Where does he know anything about kaifa shalom b'tam? Lam mishum. Where do you know anything about kaifa shalom b'tam? Lam mishum. That means it's the first time. So it's not Karen. We're talking about regel. How do you know you pay kaifa shalom? Lam mishum. Right.
We're talking about regel, not kaifa shalom. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm Karen.
We're talking about. Nogach, we're talking about chatzah nizik. Nogach doesn't. We're talking about a tam, and we're saying a tam over here pays nezik shalom. Yeah, we obviously we're talking about Karen. I'm saying, but we're learning out. Oh, we're going to see. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, we does a tam for know from such a thing that a tam pays kaifa shalom? Where does he know that from? Menale la mishum the savale kabeisi aglili. Isn't it that he holds a kabeisi aglili the amat tam mishalom chatzah kaifa b'shusur yavim? That the kabeisi aglili holds. We'll see later on. We didn't see this yet, that it's not so clear also, but Akapanim, we learn out from basically that Tam pays Chatzi Kaifa and Shisrayabit. Umaisi lo kal mikava chayme miraga. So where would he know, where would Reb Tarfon know that it's just an Isaac, you pay Kaifa Shalom Betam from mikava chayme from miraga? Which means, Reb Tarfon is the one that makes kava chaymes, like we said a minute ago. So therefore, Reb Tarfon learns out in our Mishnah for payments that in Shisrayan Isaac, you pay Nezik Shalom. So too in Kaifa, he'll make his kava chayme to say that you pay Nezik Shalom B'tam. Because the altar can be Yisak Lili, that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you pay Kaifa, Chatzi Kaifa. So once the Ozik Abayis Haklili, then you pay Chatzin Kaifa. So now, that's what Shetzer Abim. But Shetzer Nizik, I'll tell you a Kolshkein that you pay Kaifa Shalim from Regal. Right? Same exact limud that I have by Nezikin, I'll throw you to Kaifa. So I, Kaifa, there's no Chatzin Nezik yet. I mean Chatzin Kaifa yet. I'll put you a case with this Chatzin Kaifa. That's a basically that also Chatzin Kaifa. So if Karen in the Shetzer Abim pays Chatzin Kaifa by Tam, Kolshkein, it was just a nizik, it should pay kaifa shalem by tam because of tafan in the mission that said
regal's
chayv and kaifa.
No,
yeah.
Another regal that's potter in Rishus Rabin is chayv in Rishus Anizik. So Karen, which is right, that's not the Kavahima.
It is, but
Karen, which pays chatzi kaifa in Rishus Rabin, anything should pay.
No. You're saying the next time in the Gemara. Here, the Gemara is holding that you pay kaifa in kaifa by regal also. So the limud's literally from kaifa. That means kaifa you pay.
Yeah, how do you get from chatzi kaifa to kaifa shalom?
Right, from the from kaifa itself. That means you're paying kaifa by regal tam complete. No, there's no tam. I'm saying by regal you're playing in the shus anizik. You're playing complete kaifa. So now I'm making the kavah chaim. If nezek, if Karen pays chatzi kaifa in the shus rabim, where regal doesn't have any chatzi kaifa in shus rabim, much more similar to the mishnah. You're skipping a step. Again, in the Mishnah, what was the Mishnah's case? Let's see a tafan in the Mishnah. What was the tafan in the Mishnah? That Karen pays Chatzin Ezek and Shisra Abim, and it pays, and that means it has a payment of Chatzin Ezek and Shisra Abim. So Kolshkein, that it should have a payment of Nezek Shalom in Shisra Nezek. Why? Because Regal is part of Shisra Abim, pays Nezek Shalom and Shisra Nezek. So too, and Karen has to pay something in Shisra Abim. Kolshkin then has to pay Nezek Shalom and Shusan Nezek. Right? That was the Mishnah. So now use that for Kaifa. Kaifa pays, if Karen pays in Shusan Rabim, Chatzin Nezek, Kolshkin, Chatzin Kaifa, sorry, Kolshkin it should pay in Shusan Nezek, Kaifa Shalom. Why? Based on that Regal pays Kaifa Shalom in Shusan Nezek. Because that's how I want to make the Kavah Chaim.
This price has been a raya.
The kaifa, yeah, okay. This price is trying to make a raya that by regal you pay kaifa. So what's his raya? So he's telling you, I'm going with Tafin Shita and with Rabbi Yosef Haglili that says that's such a musig of chatzi kaifa. So if Karen pays chatzi kaifa in Rishisur Yerabim, Kolshkin should pay kaifa shalom because I see regal that doesn't pay any kaifa in Rishisur Yerabim pays kaifa shalom in Rishisur Nizik. Forget. Very, very mistaken. If we're telling you that you pay, that the Gemara says that by Karen you should pay, I'm saying, Bein Tam and Mu'ud, Kaifa Shalom. And it must be because by Regal there's Kaifa Shalom.
How do you learn out that there is such a thing as Kaifa by Regal? The Torah said Shar, and Shar includes all
yeah,
all,
maybe,
all,
yeah.
All
yeah, anything. So, yeah.
That means Shane also.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. So, Bekitza. So again, so we're telling you, we have to shtim these of Tafin and Bezak Lili, has to shtim that you're paying, if we're making a Kavah Chaim, obviously has to shtim that you're going to pay Kaifah Shalem by Regal even right away. There's no Chalik right away, not there. Zakti Gemara. I'll make a Kaifah Regal. Here you see that there's Kaifah Regal. Zakti Gemara, no. Amir Absim Ben Adam, Tano, Menezikin, the Regal, my Silom. This is like you were trying to say, Shimon. We're not learning out from Regal that there's kaifa by Regal. We're just bringing a payment of Regal that Regal, I see, that Rishus HaNizik is more chamer than Rishus HaRabim. So by Karen, that means the payment of Hezek, not the payment of kaifa. So now by Karen, I'll also use that Karen pays chatzi kaifa in Rishus HaRabim, so for sure it should pay kaifa shalem in Rishus HaNizik because I see payments is more chayiv in Shus HaNizik than in Shus Ram, and if Karen has somewhat of a payment of kaifa in Shus Ram, Kolshkin should have a payment of kaifa in Shus Yachid, Shus HaNizik. Got that?
No.
That means you don't have to learn out kaifa from kaifa. I'm just going to learn out that Shus Ram is more of a chamadig, Shus HaNizik is more of a chamadig place. And if Karen pays chatzi kaifa in Shus Rabim, Kolshkin should pay kaifer shalem in rishus nizik. Because I see by regel. Regel doesn't pay anything.
But what's holding me back from taking the kavachemah one step further? Why not?
Which further? Further
way? No, why not the way I wanted to learn it out? That you should, that
you don't see anywhere. Not in this thing. You have no right to see it anyplace. I see that Karen pays rishus kaifer shalem in rishus nizik. Very good. So I don't see anything from regel. The only thing that I need to schlep from regel is that rishus nizik is worse off than rishus rabbah. The payments of regel. What's the payments of regel? Nizikin. The payments of Karen, I'm trying to learn out kaifa. I don't need to learn out that regel has kaifa. I just need to learn out that regel payments, I see that payments are more stringent in rishus nizik than rishus rabbah. That's what you were saying right away. Yeah. You got that? Because you don't have to learn out the kaifa payment. I just have to learn out that mekaymis are more chamer and shusan nizik. Payments are more chamer and shusan nizik and shusan rabbin. So once I know it's more chamer, so I'll take it from. So I don't need kaifa. So again, so I'm learning out from the zikin of regel to kaifa of karen. Zakh the Gemara. That's what he said. Tanam and the zikin of regel. I'm learning out from the zikin of regel and not from kaifa of regel. Tanam and Azik in the regal maisla. In fact, the mother of a I can ask on that. Mal and Azik in the regal, shakayesh number eish. Nazik in the regal, you can't learn out because it has eish. That means if you're learning out of Nazikin, a payment of Nazikin, I can't learn that out to kaifa. There's no shakas to kaifa. Why? Because Nazikin has chayba eish also.
But kaifa isn't.
Kaifa isn't chayba eish.
You won't be chayav kaifer by nezikin of eish.
Right.
By mazik of eish.
You're trying to learn out of nezikin payments of nezikin of hezek.
I'm learning out nezikin from hezek and rishus. I'm not learning out.
But you're learning out hezek. Once you're learning out hezek, I can't make such a limud because hezek pays eish and kaifer doesn't pay eish.
I'm not learning out from all types of hezek. All the Arabic. I'm not asking from all the Arabic. Every time I want to make a limud from nezikin, I don't have to learn. Make
no, because. Over here, you're learning out from the musig of hezek. So I'll tell you, hezek is not.
Why can H be the exception?
What do you mean exception?
H taka doesn't pay kofer.
So you can't make a
kavachaima
from anything in Ezekin?
Yeah.
So once we took away the fact that it was from kofer, which then we said it's not learning from the musig of
kofer. Right. Once we're not learning from the musig, if you're learning from the musig of kofer, fine. But once you're not learning from the musig of kofer, you're learning from the overall parash of hezek. What do you mean? Hezek has more chayuvim. Hezek has different chayuvim. Hezek is chayav be'esh. Kayv is not chayav be'esh. It's a pich on the kav v'chayim. I had a very hard concept with this also, but no, it's pashut. I mean, if you're learning out from Hezek, Hezek is not just regel. Hezek is Hezek. So if you're learning out Hezek from Hezek,
why can we isolate it to just harav?
Because this is a pich on the kav v'chayim. The kav v'chayim tells you that kayv is more of a reason to be chayav. Kaifa should be learned out from Hezek. Hezek is a different parasha. Hezek has a different demon to it. It's Chayv and Esh. Kaifa is not Chayv and Esh. It's a whole different, I see a whole different parasha that you can't be Madama one to another. So, okay,
but
you Kaifa know.
Is a Tashlumen.
No, it's
and, no, I'm saying, and Nezikin is a Mazik. Esh is a Mazik.
Right.
We're not learning out Kaifa from.
Regal, we're learning out right. Kaifa from Hezek.
Right. Right, but so why can't I just say you have a form of Mazik that's not going to be Chayv and Kaifa? What's wrong with that? Why is that a Perch on the limit? You have a form of Nezikin that's not chayav, but the rest
of
Nezikin
are. Because I have a hedidic form of Nezikin that's not chayav, so I can't make. That means payments of Hezek is obviously not no connection to payments of Kaifa. If I have a case that I could lahedi be potter on Kaifa, I know for sure I'm not chayav in this case on Kaifa, then Nezikin's out. So I'm okay. So you know what? You're right, the Eish. But let me learn out me Taman. Because Taman is potter from Eish, and it's chayav, beregel, right? If a shayav goes. Someone and there was you didn't see things and the about you still chayiv, right?
So you can't escape from Eish anymore.
Right, so you can't escape from Eish.
So what would be the kalachayim?
So look at the Rashi just mitamen shapata beish chayiv regel meisel achi my regel she b'shus ram tuya mikulam chayeves b'shus anizik afil ala tamun nezik shalem ken she b'shus ram chati kaifa. That means I have a full payment. Of Tama. I have a complete payment of Nezek whereby Tama. Zaktimah, no. Mala Tamun, Shaken Yeshne Babar. Tamun has a payment of by Bar, right?
Bar is not Chayiv and
Kaifa. Right, and Bar is not Chayiv and Kaifa. That means I have a case of Tamun that you Chayiv and Nezek again. Right? So you can't tell me Taman is the Pecha. Because I have a case that Taman is Chayiv, we're by Bar, and I know Bar is not Chayiv and Kaifa, that I know. So if Bar is not Chayiv and Kaifa, so here, right, I have a case of Hezek, Klora case of Hezek, that's Chayiv always, and not Empatah and Kaifa. So the Mami Kalim. So for that, I'll use Kalim. Why? Kalim is Pata and Bar, and Kalim is Chayiv, right? Regal. So therefore, so I have a case of Kalim, just like we wanted to say Taman, so now I'm going to Kalim. So the Mala Kalim, Shkin Yeshlam Beish. But no, Kalim's not good because Kalim has Eish. So the Mala, so let me have Kalim Tmunim. Kalim, which is Taman, which has both. So Sai Yipata from Bar, Sai Yipata from Eish. So now, therefore, since I pata from both,
you can't ask a
pichah. Right, you can't ask a pichah. Aside from mesh, aside from but.
Chayev for kalim tamunim beregel.
Right.
That would be the kalim.
Yeah, exactly.
Regel kalim tamunim.
Regel kalim tamunim, exactly. Zok demar ma'al kalim tamunim sheyesh nam ba'adam kalim tamunim ba'adam and you pata from kaifa. So I have a hezek which is always pata from kaifa. Alalav shemamino. Same, it's just myself as same picha. Adam is also pata from kaifa, and I have a case that yichayev and everything kalim tamunim. So I see that hezek is not similar to kaifa. I have a case of hezek that you can be chayev and everything, and kaifa not. So how can I learn out kaifa from hezek? So gemara alav shemamino mi kaifa deragel on ma'isi lo. So getting back to before, obviously, that where we're learning out to Regal, we can't be learning out from the Hezek of Regal, we have to be learning out from the Kaifa of Regal. So basically, the Reb Tarfin has to be learning out from the Kaifa of Regal. I'll make a Kaifa of Regal, so I mean, the only way to make this whole shebang over here is only from Kaifa of Regal. To make this Kavach Chaim is only from Kaifa of Regal, and therefore I see that there is Kaifa of Regal, not Dafka Kaifa of Karen, and that's why I'll pay by Karen, I want to have that you should pay, which is an Izik, I'll pay Kaifa Shalom. According to Ptafan, according to basically. Okay, so the Gemara stays by the right that you take a pay, kaifa bereg. Amalei Rav Achi midifti le'avino. You got it? Yeah, okay. Amalei Rav Achi midifti le'avino. Hachanam mistaba. The iki kaifa bereg. I have a raya, it's very mistaba to say that it's kaifa bereg. The isa kedai techleke kaifa bereg. If you're going to say that there's no kaifa bereg of a tonum in the zik and the reg, and you're learning out from the zik and the reg, like we said before. The whole cheshbon of Reb Tarfon and basically what's from the Zikin and not from Kaifa. So I have a picha. What's going to be the picha? Mal and the Zikin b'regel shekein yesh and b'regel. I have a picha from the thing itself. The Zikin b'regel is because that's where b'regel. Mashiachi Kaifa is not b'regel. Right? Because right now we're thinking that Kaifa is not b'regel. So if Kaifa is not b'regel, I have a picha on the Kavach Chaim itself. Well, what's the Kavach? Means he's asking much better than the whole cheshbon of before. He's telling me that. You want to learn out kaifa from the zikin, but the zikin itself, but regal itself only has the zikin and not kaifa. So how do you know if it can't have it? Elam shmami no, mi kaifa the regal ma'isilo. Elamai we're learning out from kaifa the regal. Al meika kaifa the regal. So you see there is kaifa the regal shmami no, that there is kaifa the regal. Huh? I told you. I told you it's not. This is from the Haris Gemara.
What was the last? Did it stop right here?
No, the stop is that I have the picha. Yeah, I'm happy, Rabbi Mazza, you didn't stop too much over here.
Because the Rishonim have an opportunity to issue Rishonim's counsel.
Yeah, okay, good.
There's a lot of pichas in the
Rishonim. Yeah, I know, but the Parshat Rishonim is not bad. One second, again, the cash is from the thing itself.
From Regal itself.
From Regal itself, you're learning that from Regal. Regal itself is not Chayav and Kaifa. So how could I make a limud for Karen from Regal to Chayav and Kaifa if Regal itself is not Chayav and Kaifa? It's only Nezek. The same cash we had the whole time. It's only Nezek and not Kaifa. So I'm trying to make a limit for Kaifa, for Karen. Over there I see that there's only Nezek, it's not Kaifa. So I can't learn out that Karen should be Chayav more in Kaifa than Rishus on Nezek.
If we were just making Kavacham payment, so that's not, we were just making Kavacham from the payment.
But there's a picha in the Kaifa itself. You're trying to make it, you can't just say payments. The Nakuda is that I want to make the Karen should be Chayav in Kaifa completely. So I'm telling you that it can't be Chayav in Kaifa. The regal itself is not Chayav in Kaifa. Therefore, yeah, the Maya, it's not. Okay, the rest is not so hard.